for VWA mobile listing.
RJN, what's up, Steve?
Son, I was beginning to think the radio didn't work anymore. What's up, big guy? Anything good?
I know that.
According to my car, it's only 82 degrees out there. That can't be right.
Oh, it says it's 84.
All I know is it's hot. It feels hot. Matter of fact, I got out. I started yesterday evening about 8 o'clock in the evening. And, you know, that big Cub Cadet of mine, I had put a LED headlight on the front of that thing, and I mowed grass until almost 10 o'clock last night, and it was kind of nice. It wasn't too bad at all.
Yeah, my mower doesn't have headlights, so I have to do it in the mornings, but my neighbor mowed the other day, and I can't even tell where he mowed, so it's like... It can wait for a while.
It's really fertilized heavy this spring.
Well, I can barely see the line between his yard and mine where he mowed, so, you know, I figure mine can go for another several days.
So, and I tell you what, it is heat and humidity. I think I can live without it too. Of course, I'm having a little shindig over at my place not this Saturday night, but next Saturday night for a bunch of people I graduated high school with, so I guess I'll have to put a finish cut on everything before they show up, especially since we're doing it outside.
Well, so what else are you up to today?
There's a veterinary clinic over in Boiling Springs, and I installed a new digital system about 8 or 9 years ago, and they popped a tube, so I got the tube in, and I'm going over to install it. But the thing is, you know, I figured, you know, 10 years, that's not very long for an x-ray tube in a veterinary environment. So I went into their registers, and man, they've got over 150,000 exposures on this thing. That is unreal. That is one busy clinic.
Sounds like a lot for a vet clinic. I mean, how often do you have to x-ray an animal?
Not how many times they x-rayed an animal. It's how many different animals they x-rayed. And I'm going to tell you, it is a very busy clinic. It's right there on Highway 9. And man, they've done so well that they sold out to one of the big national outfits, and man, they're knocking it down. People going in and out of there, it looks like Grand Central Station.
Well, they have that many x-rays exposures, they must be getting a whole lot of injuries and whatnot.
Not like some clinics that don't really do a lot of surgery. This particular clinic does orthopedic work, you know, where animals have been hit by cars or broken bones, this kind of stuff. And they also do, you know, about any other kind of surgery, just like a regular human surgeon. So they're an upper-end Class A type clinic. They're pretty good.
So... you get them all squared away, or are you getting ready to get them squared away?
I'm on my way over there to do it right now.
Have fun. Make some money.
That's the idea. That's the objective of a dirty, rotten capitalist, and that's me.
Well, I'm on back on out of here. I got a couple things I got to do, and... I got a little bit of water down here in the basement from that last rain. I got to clean that up and try and seal wherever the hole is in the wall and do some other stuff. So I'm going back on out of here. 73's to you, and try to stay out of trouble.
The guy on TV gets you a can of that spray flex coat. It'll float up. Glass bottom boat. Good luck with it, bud. And I'll catch you later. 73s. KN4RJN. KN4BWA. Clear.
KN4RJN. Clear.